And how does the fact the Rangers played one last night, they're doing a back-to-back, how does that affect this game or how you guys need to come out?
Yeah, it doesn't change much for us. They're going to be a bit more desperate because they lost last game. You know, they're one of the top teams in this league, so we know they're going to want to bounce back. So it's going to take a strong start and a great effort from everybody.
We keep hearing these terms, desperate, sense of urgency. Where is this team at right now in that respect?
Yeah, we're right there. We got to get into some sort of a playoff mode because if we're 6 point back right now and you can't afford to lose too many games anymore at this stage of the season. So coming to the games, you know, it's like you said, desperation mode, and we got to find everything we can to win this game.
As someone that's played the center for their career, what is it that stands out to you about Scheifele and his game and why he's having success right now?
Yeah, well, he's a very powerful centerman. He gets on the forecheck hard, and he's really good. When he gets his skating going and he gets that support to the wingers, he's really good. I'm just literally trying to give him the puck, and he has a great shot as well. So for me, playing with him, it's been a lot of fun. And we try to work. We have the skill, but our first focus is always to work as hard as we can, and skill's going to take over, and that's what we've been doing.
He didn't have a reputation when he came in as a guy who maybe can play the physical game. How has he progressed in that area, you think, handling it?
Yeah, I mean, he's a strong kid, so he can get into those corners and win those battles. He's not going to go around and run people, but when he gets into a battle, he's strong enough to get out with the puck. And right now, that's what he's been doing. He gets on the forecheck, and he's able to get out with the puck and make plays, so it's been a lot of fun.
And he can play enforcer if he has to, if the teammate gets knocked over the boards.
we don't ask them to do that. Obviously, we don't want him to fight or anything, but that's what we do as a team. We stick up for each other, and doesn't matter who it is, and whoever is there at the moment has to get in there and try to help.
So you don't mind seeing him do that kind of thing?
No, not at all. I mean, it gets him into the game. Obviously, we don't want to take penalties, so we got to stay out of the box, but if we can bring a little bit more physical aspect to our game, it definitely helps.
How would you explain the way the points are stacking up for you this year? You have like a pass-first mindset?
I've always kind of been a pass-first mindset throughout my whole career. If you go back to junior and all the years I've played, it's the way I've always been playing. And obviously now playing with two great shooters, right-handed shooters. Obviously, if I have a lane to shoot, I'll try to take that shot. But if I feel they're open and they're in better position to shoot, I'll try to go in the puck. And this is a part of my game that's always been there for me. And right now it's clicking, so it's been nice.
Based on the way you're getting points, they must be good at getting open then.
Yeah, they are actually. Yeah, just like I said, they get on the forecheck card. If you look at Staff's goal last game, it's Scheifele on the forecheck, get that puck, gets it to me, and then he gets open the back door, and I've shibble to slide it to him. So we work as a line. They're the same for them. They've got their head up. We can all make plays, and right now I feel like I'm getting more assists than goals, and I'm totally fine with that.
Thank you. Yep.